This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Good morning, one and all. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative, provocative views. We have the beautiful Jenny here.
Kia ora, good morning.
The wonderful Jeff and the wonderful Rod.
And Prime Minister Carl Barkley. Say hi, Carl.
Yeah.
How's everybody there?
Yep, very good. Now, Lance and I went to the Labour meeting on Friday, power to the people, and it was wonderful meeting up with Georgie Danzy, and we did the Pacific Islander dance in red, representing the freedom fighters. It was good to see everybody dancing. We all joined in. And what's that Pacific Island person who's deputy? Sepulani or
whatever. Carmel Sepulani.
Yeah, she was there too. And it was interesting to hear her policies. Although she's gay, but I believe in equality, you might sort of give your party vote to Labour and then also vote for an independent. So I would like to identify with the freedom fighter today, because that's in red. And Simon the Zealot, Celestial Man, challenges social injustice. Are we called to challenge social injustice? Helps others find freedom from oppression and persecution. New Creation Gadite, symbol, the tent. Peace and justice activists with lion-hearted courage. Courageous, self-sacrificial, spiritual martyrs, movers and shakers. Are we movers on the left side as movers and shakers with the independent vote? What do you reckon, Rod?
One tick. That means that 71 independents get into Parliament and the 49 other houses, seats in Parliament go to only the parties. So they're reduced to under 61. So
yeah.
That's what Carl... Are you there, Carl? Can you just comment on that? Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, we need everybody to stand as an independent across the whole of New Zealand, including the Māori seats, seven Māori seats. So.
Yeah. Now, the issues that they're talking about on TV is social development is stopping benefits. All of a sudden, we have all these benefits that have been shut down. And I don't know, has National done that on purpose because they want to get rid of the benefits? They don't want to take care of the lowly people at the bottom of the rung in our society. And also, what do you reckon? You reckon National would do a dirty
Louise
trick
Upson
like
was
that?
On the radio with Sepulani this morning, and she's borrowing money to do big road projects, but she's putting 18 and 19-year-olds back into their mum and dad's houses with no support whatsoever from the state. So they'll be sleeping on the couches.
I wonder what sort of pushback she'll get from that, you know, because that all gets contracted out to bigger companies who have already got people employed.
And what about the joblessness? Now, there's young people who've got all the qualifications. They go for 1,000 jobs. They can't get work. Therefore, they have to go overseas. This is shocking.
I said it last year, Jack, if every employer in New Zealand was to hire just one person off the benefit, then
that's
you would have a huge reduction.
Bring back the trade qualifications.
Well, with AI, Jack, they said on the radio that the employers aren't reading the cover letters anymore. They're going straight to your CV and then questioning you what you've written on your CV.
That's why I don't write a cover letter. Yep.
Right.
When
right.
I apply for jobs.
You go one-on-one, talk to the person.
I don't write a cover letter because they just don't have the time.
Yeah.
Employers, there's too many people wanting jobs.
Now, what about the Maori Party wants to enshrine the treaty in the constitution and enshrine statutes so that we have to acknowledge it, not like David Seymour, who wants one law for everyone, and they want to do away with the treaty. Well,
Jack, there's three governments in the world that's not a written constitution, and that's Britain, the UK, Israel, and New Zealand. Why would we want to go away from that?
Exactly.
Jeff?
Now, quantumized.
Interesting, isn't it?
constitution and true freedom, justice and equality, we affirm that the treaty, o Waitangi, tikanga Māori, whakapapa, kaitiakitanga and the obligations owed to future generations remain part of the constitutional life of Aotearoa, New Zealand. I am now wearing the Alex Phillips mantle, uniting all tribes under the Madonna, Our Lady of the Oceana movement, where I was told by the Light Woman from the Book of Revelation that all tribes had to unite for the future because the suicide rate and family destruction would be too great.
Well, Jack, Neil Denby is standing for Hauraki Waikato Māori seat. So he was talking to a woman who'd just come back from Perth, yep, 30 years over there. And it turns out her marae is outside of the Hauraki Waikato, but because she lives in Hauraki Waikato, she must be on that electoral roll. That's an anomaly we didn't know about.
Ah, you've got to be registered to vote. That's correct,
Jack. But if you're born in the South Island on a marae in, say, Kaikoura, but you're working in Hamilton, you've got to be on the Hauraki Waikato roll.
Yeah.
So that's a fascinating situation. So I said to, why don't you ask the woman, could she stand for the South Island seat? Because she's from down that way. And her auntie and uncle can sign her nomination form, $300. And we've got another independent candidate, Jack.
Well, that would be wonderful. Now, here's another complaint on TV. 10,000 public servants to strike next Wednesday from the PSA.
How many, Jack?
10,000.
Can you count that on your fingers, Jeff?
Well, not being paid. The cream, but all the management throughout New Zealand anyway would be. They'd have no cars if I was running the show.
Why are they protesting now, just prior to the election? Man,
it's all look this way. You guys, look over here. It's like
but what is a civil servant? What's the average pay of that 10,000, Jack?
Yeah.
Is that all civil servants? Why is Goldsmith upset about that?
Yeah, well, they should protest, because if there's no jobs and if they're not being respected for looking after the different departments in New Zealand, something's got to happen.
Well, if the opportunities get in, aren't they going to get rid of the WINS offices? Isn't there 3,000 WINS offices that'll be out of a job straight away?
Yeah. Now, before I start talking about my neighbourhood watch and meeting Tim and the whole council,
Tim McIndoe, the Mayor of Hamilton,
on Saturday, I want to say I become a father's rights activist when the family pushed me to become gay when I was a kid, and even my sister-in-laws wanted me to be gay. But as soon as I stood for father's rights and being a real father, they didn't like that. And are you woman enough to stop violence towards men? To stop violence towards men, feminist propaganda like the White Ribbon campaign has undermined the well-being of males. Denigration of fathers particularly has contributed to family devastation, high rates of male suicide. Male bashing pervades our social justice and tax system. Have you been beaten up for being a male at all by your family?
Oh, I've had a few fights in my younger days. Played rugby for 2 years. You get into a few scraps there.
Jack, Tim from Whangarei did an interesting article because New Zealand First pushed back on having blockers and parents not knowing their kids are transitioning.
Yeah.
But then it showed that the left is heavily into that side of things. So only the coalition pushed it through. So now parents know what their kids are doing. What do you reckon about that?
Well, I was fighting for justice for males and fathers 15, 20 years ago. But that's when the suicide toll is about 300 males and fathers a year. And it's about two a day. And it was horrific. The fathers were being attacked. And we were talking about the family court system before, that family mediation
is the answer.
What do you think, Jenny? Do you think that the men went too far when they started saying fathers aren't included? And
well, that's the 1974 Property Act. Jenny, do you think half-half should be if you've been mum looking after the kids?
Yeah, I do think it should be 50-50. But I think it should be 50-50 if it's a good circumstance.
But then, Jeff, do you think it should be primogeniture
situation,
where the eldest son gets 100% of everything and the eldest daughter just gets mum's clothes?
Well, what do you think, Jeff?
It's good how he got what he wanted to say out and threw it at me.
I mean, we fight for equality at the moment, you know what I mean? But when we look back in history, we have to look at the death toll and what we suffered to bring about this transformation and understanding both sides and families. But it was a horrific journey of standing for fathers against father suicide and everything else.
Explain a one-tick vote for those that are out there, Jack. What does a one-tick independent vote?
Jack's Community Independent Alliance, your voice, your community, your future. You're basically saying it's local people, local power, community first, people always.
Can we just cross to Prime Minister Carl Barkley? Can you just speak up, Carl?
What does that mean to you, Carl? Speak up.
The one tick. It's only happened because we can't register the party because they took 59 days off us. So we'll forget about that at this election, unfortunately. And we'll just carry on. I'm standing as an independent for Te Tākaroa, which is the Northland Māori seat.
Yeah.
It stretches from the Auckland Harbour Bridge, West Auckland, and North Shore.
And you're also promoting Treaty of Waitangi policies, aren't you? So sensitivity.
Marsden Point as well.
Marsden Point. I'm in favour of He Waka Putanga. I'll be going to their meeting in October 28th.
That's good. Wonderful to hear that.
The Prime Minister will be there. So, Jenny, you're going to see the Prime Minister. Is one tick.
The Prime Minister going to Waka Putanga?
Yes, Carl Barkley's the new Prime Minister. See, we've got Jenny on site now. She's very fast. She's updated. We'll be there with Jenny.
Yeah.
And on the 12th of November, isn't it? Your
12th of November, Survivor Remembrance Day. So I believe there's two major events happening. Three, because New Zealand Cast is having an event as well.
So we've got Carl Barkley, One Tick Independent, Rebuild the Marsden Point, Jobs for Our People, Steve Hart, Growing Coromandel, Horticulture and Permaculture, Jobs, Land, Future, Jack Geelan, Inclusive Hamilton East. So I'm not an extremist. I accept everybody, although I might not go along with everyone. Community, Youth, Family, Better Together. I like that. Neil Denby, Build the 200-year Large Gauge Railway for New Zealand Freight and Future.
Tell us about railway, Prime Minister.
Well, we should be having more of it. There's a track going from Monterey up to Otaria, which is not being used at the moment. I'm just over Dargaville. Dargaville should have their railway line reinstated. It's all there. It just needs to be rebuilt and get a lot of these big trucks off the roads, because the roads are falling apart around north. If you go out for a drive, you'll come across lots
of them. Jenny, what do you think of railways? When was the last time that you had a cup of tea on a railway carriage?
The Tahuia.
Tahuia, yes, we should keep that. That's where I agree with Georgie.
I think maybe last year was the last time I went up to Auckland.
Yeah. And we've got Steve Phelps, Family Community Work, 12 Children, Real Experience, Common Sense Solutions. So that sounds really good.
Is it's not a baker's dozen? He hasn't got 13 kids, Jake, baker's dozen?
No. That's a lot. How many children have you got, Jeff?
I've got one.
I only know of one.
Right.
That's true.
But you'll be caring for future generations with your policies, won't you?
I won't be looking too hard at whatever policies you guys are making either. I'll have a global
view. That's good.
A global view of what I'm up to, and perhaps we can negotiate something.
Yeah. Now, share on Neighbourhood Watch and Support Services. This was a meeting on Sunday at the library, Rototuna Library, and Tim was there with me.
Tim McIndoe, the mayor.
Was there, and it was good.
Rachel Corrales, Mish McDonald.
They were
Minty.
Actually talking about what the police were doing about the trail bike riders. There were about 100 of them. And I met Constable Craig Burquest, who spoke about dirt bike, Scott Miller Area Commander, Armed Defenders.
You know
prevention
how it happens,
in
Jack,
our communities.
A car of five guys fill up. They go out into the countryside and they drop them off by the barns, and they start the farm bikes up, and then they all come back into town.
Oh, it was terrible. I went through a walk through the park, and about 10 of them turned up, and they were sort of intimidating and took over. And so the police have shut them down, which is really good.
Some guy did a wheel stand through some traffic lights and died at the scene because a little old lady was coming
driving
the other way. No,
That's
no,
right.
But a wheel stand through it was, and did, I actually followed him over the bridge, and then he zoomed away from me, and then 12 minutes later, he's dead.
Now, I met Alan McIver, street coordinator. We've got to have street coordinators in every street in Hamilton to look after Kaitiaki Guardians, and I'm the white hat, Eeyore Matukori, white hat wearer, Kaitiaki Guardians.
You look like Gilligan's Island there, Jack.
And this is why I'm becoming Justice of the Peace, okay, with Eeyore Matukori group.
Yeah, we talked about Albert's thing. So mirroring the governance on 5 million acres of New Zealand with regards to the 66 million acre, a mirroring effect. And so the Governor-General, Jack, it sounds like we've got two Governor-Generals in New Zealand, a woman and a man, and you're the male version.
Male version.
For 5 million acres.
Yeah, freedom, justice, equality, represent all people in New Zealand. But I actually said that we needed a street and village coordinator as well as a van. Evangelists in every street. Like your street where you stay, Jenny,
yes.
You are the evangelist. You should go door to door, share in the Lord Jesus, share in the love and peace.
Well, I'm in Dinsdale, so the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints does that, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're a believer in the Lord
and
Jesus
then sometimes,
Christ.
And then sometimes you'll get Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah.
Jack, could we have 80-year-old plus women become part of the 71? And once they get elected to Parliament, they then have by-elections throughout the country.
Kaitiaki Guardians. What about you, Jeff? Are you a Kaitiaki Guardian in your street?
I think that our bus lady, when I was a child, she was a touch in her 80s, and I spent 10 years as a nervous wreck. So I don't take a bus now. What was that other question, Jack?
Are you a Kaitiaki Guardian in your street? Do you watch your street and watch people that cause problem on bikes and stuff like that? Do you kind of...
I personally don't have a problem with these kids doing what they're doing. That young guy, that's unfortunate that he went through doing a wheel stand, and, you know, that happens. I had a friend when I was 11, he died. Same thing, a car hit a bike. Now.
Yeah, we can't have people getting out of control bikes.
What
though,
I do have
riding
a problem with was watching one of the senior sergeants running around with a cell phone chasing these kids in Centre Place there a couple of weeks ago, and I went up to him and to ask him a question, and that question was, you police officers here in Hamilton, is, do you think police officers need to have cameras on them? Now, if he had had a camera on him, he would have been able to just stand there and turn around in circles instead of chasing the boy with his cell phone, which I think the government paid for that cell phone. So we've got all sorts of expenses to pour down toilets in all sorts of directions whilst these guys run around in circles chasing whoever.
So as the Community Independent Alliance, and we're going to be representing constituency MPs, not just list MPs, what are we going to say about protecting our communities, being there for one another?
Well, put cameras on cops. Yep. You've got to put that at the top of the list.
Well, throw it over to Carl. Carl, you speak and then Jenny follows. What's your answer to that?
Community.
Well, regarding the young ones on their bikes around the cities and towns.
Safer communities,
Yeah, well, they shouldn't be doing it, especially wheel stands, and they're not wearing any helmets or anything like that. So we've got a group of them up here in Wangarei, the young ones that are doing it on their push bikes, which is I talked to them the other day, and it's great.
But what do you do? What do you do when our communities are out of control? There's no more funding going into health. There's no more funding into the economy. There's no more jobs for kids. They've got nothing to do. Naturally, they're going to get out of control.
I was a child when I was a boy. We'd go down the riverbed and we'd roll cars and wreck cars and shoot rabbits and, you know.
Yeah.
Don't even have a driver's license.
Jack, what if school was about getting married at 16? So these young guys, if they had a wahine, they wouldn't. There'd be some control there.
Yeah,
16-year-old marriage straight out of school, and I think the community would be better off if there were younger marriages, Jack.
Yes, yeah. We're to promote better parents. You know, fathers and mothers looking after their children.
Yeah, more kids then.
More kids.
Now, when I had a policeman do a breathalyzer on me, I said, "Officer, I'm drunk in the spirit of the Lord Jesus." He says, "Yeah, but you're an old man. What's Jesus going to do for you?"
Well, maybe Christ will come along and advise you to make more cycleways so that these push bikes and cars stop intermingling. All sorts of people are dying getting hit by a truck run over a lady last year here.
Yeah, be careful on the road, please. I don't believe in that 80 kilometre an hour speed limit on the road. It used to be 60. I think we need to reduce it.
So let's go back to this police officer, Jack. So anyway, it was a roadside stop.
Yeah, it was, doing a breathalyzer. I thought, good morning, Ossifer. You're here very early in the morning on my street. I mean, you must be going to different streets.
Do you stop regularly for 12-year-olds with police hats on and answer their questions, Jack?
Yeah, well, we need to have community constables. They need to be in contact, walking the beat and being there where people hurt and everything else. And I'm a great believer in the community constable being in contact with the people. These are the Koitiaki guardians.
Jack,
you know, the Maoris have their wardens, don't they?
You know the building of the upper house in Parliament? We're going to wheel your mobile home into their Prime Minister, Carl Buckley, and we're going to set it up like a roadside, you know, like one of those parks, so people can come and sit in the deck chairs and talk to you. That's your new office, not on the ninth floor of the Beehive, but the upper house, and you'll feel comfortable there. It'll be like a caravan park, and yeah, people can come in, and they can Airbnb the caravan next to you.
But we'll have the politicians being one of the people from a ground level up, not just on a top level, and you know, stopping all the funding and
bringing the office down to ground level. So there you go. So what
are you going? Too much being spent right up the top, and that just, they're not corporate.
Nah,
they certainly don't need all that money being poured down toilets, car parks, buildings with no cars in them.
The
millions
system,
and millions of dollars going
to the
roading
infrastructure,
toilet,
but not the community infrastructure.
Well,
this
that's
is what's
being
totally
contracted
wrong
out, Jack. That's not like they're creating a job at all. They're already just going
to... Do you think we could bring Free FM 89 to the ninth floor if Carl, the Prime Minister, is going to be down in the... can we bring up the... well, Free
well,
FM
89.
Very
sponsors,
community media and being focused on the people. These are our own opinions. We must remember that.
We go live
gentlemen
on YouTube, start a chat show.
So it was quite radical this week watching TV and finding social development stopping benefits. And also, I like the idea of the Maori Party wanting to enshrine the Treaty of Waitangi, so it's more recognised, not just one law for everyone, but recognising it as freedom, justice and equality for all people and elevating the status of all. And 10,000 public servants next week are going to strike. I mean, that's going to be an interesting strike.
Well, what's a public servant? Is a police officer a public servant, Jeff?
Yeah, supposed to be, I guess.
He's supposed to be. He's meant to serve the public.
Yep. Working
he didn't
in
want to listen to me that
ministry
day when I asked him that question. He kept following these kids with his cell phone.
And don't forget, you can actually learn to do the Pacific Islander dance with the red. You know, that's the main colour of the Labour Party. And that's the colour of the Freedom Fighter with my Rainbow Ribbons program. Challenges social injustice, helps others find freedom from oppression. Peace and justice activist with lion-hearted courage.
Can we have a last word from Carl? Fuel for the farmers. Carl, have you the last word. Go now.
For our farmers, we need to cut a lot of the red tape and let them farm as they used to. Farmers know what they're doing. There's the odd one or two that misbehave, but they can be easily controlled.
What about diesel from Marsden Point for the farms?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got to have our refinery back so we can guarantee that we can supply them with fuel and at a reasonable price. The government needs to take this refinery over like it was built by the government and the taxpayers' money to give us fuel security and to try and keep the price down. And the oil companies took control, like the supermarkets, like the banks, and have been scamming us ever since.
That's Carl Buckley, the Prime Minister of New Zealand.
Yes. And we've had Dolly Parton die this week.
No, last week.
Last week.
She passed away.
So I miss her. I miss when Liberals were tree huggers and not screaming socialists. But it's an extremist type ideology that's out there today when right wingers have taken over, especially with plutocratic fascists, Freemasonry, philosophical elitists. Mm. We want to organisations to be representing their people bottom up. We want everything turned around rather than being corporatised at the top level.
Next week, I'll remind everybody that September 11th is False Flag Day to remember those that died on Thank you, Jeff. Event.
And Jack, when we're not allowed to talk about politics on this radio, you're telling the bosses have said no more politics. Oh, after nomination.
On the 15th of October. Writ day, yes.
We're not allowed to speak about it.
You can't say to vote for anyone, you know.
So, guys, that means we've got about a month and a half left. Let's go.
And also, when it comes to Community Watch, we all have to be kaitiaki guardians. We all have to take responsibility for our neighbours. And I believe in coordinated evangelists. And I was sharing with an evangelist, Pacific Islander, at the Women's Aglow yesterday. And that was kind of wonderful. We're talking about the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I said, we need revival that we can raise up the fivefold ministry, the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, pastor, teachers. So what are you, Rod? Are you a pastor, teacher?
Yeah, from my perspective, I've been enjoying doing these posters up for the independents. It's been great fun, Jack. How are your posters? Oh, there's, it's got it written down.
I've got to get registered, my $300 in, but you've got until the 15th of October, is that right?
No. It's noon on the 8th, but you're going to come over to the AGM in Matamata.
Yep, the AGM, that's going to be happening.
We'll go through all the forms there, Jack, and then we'll get it done. How's that?
I'd advise anyone here in New Zealand who's thinking of voting for your voting system, that this archaic way needs to be changed, and look forward to midway through 28 and the year 2030 when this government is going to change.
Yeah,
whether you vote for it or not, there's something coming that you're all going to have to watch.
We'll cooperate and get registered and take responsibility. But you're saying then the new world order will kick in and
Well, it's an all-world government, Jack. It has nothing to do with the Israel-USA-British-led agenda.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can go up to One Tree Hill and we can find Jeff up there on the electoral roll 20 years ago.
No, number one top road, Mount Maunganui. Yeah.
And I have to go and visit my nephew later on up at Henry Bennett. And I practice trauma recovery practitioners, whereby 6 ways to use a recovery approach facilitate our inclusion into communities. We have to include those who are on medical drugs and so forth in community, provide us with treatments and support that work for us. So unless you're helping someone, you haven't got the incentive to change.
Can I come up with you to Henry Bennett to see your nephew? I know him after Vinny's.
Yes, 3:30 is when I've got to be there, so that's going to be really interesting.
Okay.
When I have my way, the Beehive will become a shelter for the homeless.
Yeah, and you have to use a spiritual model with a medical model.
Jack, are we Indigenous people of the solar system?
Yes, we're all natives of New Zealand, apparently.
Anyone listening, if you keep voting the same way you've been voting all these years, you're going to keep getting the same results. They're going to keep pouring that money down that massive toilet they've created.
One tick independent. Thanks, Jeff.
Yes, let's take responsibility as people, responsible citizens in this country. And let's become kaitiaki guardians. Let's protectors of our streets.
Jenny, have you got a shout out to Carl, the new Prime Minister, Barclay?
I do.
Go.
Peace.
And your reply, Carl?
What was that, sorry?
Peace, Carl.
Well, I can't hear you.
Yeah, she said peace, Carl. She said peace.
The peace of the Lord Jesus be with you. Yeah, you've got to have that peace. And I've got peace in my heart because Amanda wants to see me again. So, like, things have turned around there. So,
what do you reckon, Jeff? Peter or
she reckons
Amanda?
I'm a good caregiver, you know.
What do you reckon? I'll wreck anything.
I'll wreck anything.
25 years engineering, I can dismantle whatever you like. And even the World Trade Centers, I would have used the same amount of explosives they used. And dropped
come
them
on,
like
Jeff. This is a family show. And that's.
Can't use
it. It's good
that
we dig it all
and building seven.
Chump change doesn't know what he's got. Come on.
And building seven. And building seven was already standing when the BBC said it came down. Come on there, Jeff.
He has a destiny.
Let's all continue to transform our society around us, be agents of law change and become kaitiaki guardians. So thank you for coming on to From the Fringes again this
Prime
week.
Minister.
Thank you.
Yeah, peace be with
God bless you,
everybody.
And
assalamu alaikum.
We'll see you all again next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.